USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A key House committee is holding a hearing on police reform. George Floyd's brother, Felonious, is urging action after the death of his brother and other unarmed African Americans in police custody.
George called for help, and he was ignored. Please listen to the call I'm making to you now, to the calls about family. And the calls ringing out the streets across the world.
Floyd is one of several witnesses that is testifying for the House Judiciary Committee about police practices and oversight just days after Democrats in Congress unveiled legislation that would prohibit the use of chokeholds and some no-knock warrants. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
We will have a police department that our communities view as legitimate, trusting, and working with their best interests at heart.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
With the big election just 5 months away, President Trump is resuming his campaign rallies starting next Friday.
We're going to be starting our rallies. The first one we believe will be probably, we're just starting to call up, will be in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
At this time, it isn't clear if the rally will include any social distancing or coronavirus protections. At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The nationwide police brutality protests did cause more coronavirus infections. And USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Some D.C. National Guard troops deployed to protests in Washington have tested positive for COVID-19, as top White House coronavirus task force members warn governors of a possible spike in infections tied to nationwide protest rioting and looting. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
Yes, I mean, the most important thing, unfortunately, the report of the National Guardsmen being infected is certainly disturbing, but is not surprising. The issue of physical separation is important. Masks can help, but it's masks plus physical separation. And when you get congregations like we saw with the demonstrations, as we have said, myself and other health officials, that's taking a risk. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now is just an example of the kinds of things we were concerned about. So I wouldn't be surprised that members of the congregation that were there demonstrating could also be infected. And many of them would then go back to where they were, because not everyone was demonstrating in the city where they live. They've come from the outside. So it's the kind of things that we were concerned about, and unfortunately we're seeing it come true right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.